This is a Sichuan News Update. After 40 years of bringing professional theater to the local stage, Nanaimo Theater One is closing its stage curtains forever. This summer, after a loss in important grant funding, Theater One realized they had to do a do-or-die fundraising campaign to save their 41st season. After a several week-long fundraising attempt to secure the $20,000 that was lost due to the lack of grant funding, Theater One realized they did not have enough funds committed to stay viable. On Tuesday, October 14th, members of the Theater One Society and members of the broader Nanaimo community came together to recognize the dedication and hard work of Theater One staff and volunteers since its founding in 1984. But as they celebrated good memories, they also saw the writing on the wall. CHY attended the Tuesday meeting at the downtown Harborfront Library. In a room full of teary eyes, the members of the Theater One Performance Society voted in favor of dissolving the society, ending Theater One. Board President Graham Pike spoke with CHY following the meeting. After being on the board for 6 years, he says he's sad to see Theater One come to an end.
We've seen a lot of successes, some great shows that we've put on. I think we've contributed a lot to the culture of the community over the last 40 years. And it's always sad to see an organization fold.
As it's sad for any community to lose a piece of its art and culture scene, Pike says the closure of Theater One highlights the importance of live theater.
In a sense, it's getting more important, particularly for young people. We're concerned about the amount of time that young people spend in front of screens these days, and live performance is a way of getting them out into a show and seeing the difference between something on the screen and something on the stage.
Pike shared that some of his favorite memories with Theater One was attending the children's productions, where he could witness the kids experiencing the magic of theater for the first time.
I really enjoy going to the kids' performances, just to see a theater full of really engaged, happy, screaming kids who want to be part of the process. Who put up their hands when they're invited, when they invite volunteers onto the stage. There's normally half the audience who put up their hands. So that's really exciting to see young people getting really, really engaged with live performance.
Pike says while the curtains may be closing on Theater One, he hopes other groups will continue the tradition of bringing live professional theater to Nanaimo. For those curious about other theater groups in Nanaimo, check out Western Edge Theater, Arts Collective Theater, Nanaimo Theater Group, and Reconciliation Theater. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.